Wild birds carry all sorts of influenza viruses. Most are of no threat to people, but the H5N1 strain is different. When it gets into people, it's often fatal. Overseas, the strain has killed whole farms of poultry, such as chicken and ducks. It's also infected other types of animals, including cats. The H5N1 strain has not been found in the United States, but most experts say it's just a matter of time before it is. Some say infected domestic poultry or smuggled pet birds will likely bring the virus to the U.S. Others say the virus could come here by way of migrating birds that are on the move now. Steve Schmidt is the lead veterinarian for Michigan's Department of Natural Resources. He says birds from Asia that are possibly infected with the H5N1 strain are on their way to Alaska right now. There, they could mingle with birds that will later fly back to the United States. Schmidt says there are four major flyways over the U.S., the Pacific, Central, Mississippi, and Atlantic.
There are birds that will winter in Asia and then come back and nest in Alaska. If they bring the virus back with them, then they could transmit that to birds that are in Alaska that come down any of these four major flyways. And that, of course, is a big concern of moving it all over the country.
Schmidt says most birds that nest in Alaska use the Pacific flyway along the Pacific coast to migrate south to the U.S. and Mexico. He says that means if the virus were to come to the United States via migratory birds, the Pacific coast would probably be its first stop in the lower 48. Schmidt says then birds that use the other flyways could become infected.
Most of the migrations north-south, but you do have a few that will move, they'll jump over to another flyway. And when that happens, the potential to move the virus to that new flyway happens. Once it's in a new flyway, then that north-south movement would take over.
Programs are underway in Alaska and throughout the United States to test wild birds for various strains of avian influenza, including H5N1. Experts say waterfowl and shorebirds are the most likely carriers of the dangerous strain. But some say land birds, such as migrating songbirds, should be tested too. Julie Craves studies land birds at the Rouge River Bird Observatory on the University of Michigan's Dearborn campus. She catches and bands thousands of wild birds each year during their spring and fall migrations. This year, Craves will participate in a study that hopes to eventually test hundreds of thousands of birds across the U.S. and Latin America for avian flu strains.
It's just a great opportunity with people handling birds already. We may find out some very interesting things about which subtypes are present in land birds. And if indeed this disease does come to North America, we will have a head start on seeing what kind of migratory pathways are being used by birds.
Craves says very little is known about how avian flu moves among land birds. And experts say each time the virus is transmitted to a different species, it mutates. And each time it mutates, the chances are greater that it will change into a form that's easily passed among humans. That's a big concern because such a mutation could lead to a quick spread of human cases across the globe. But some say that might never occur. They say the strain might be unable to mutate into one that's dangerous to humans. Arnold Monto is a professor of epidemiology at the University of Michigan. He says there will be a problem if the strain mutates, but he says it's unlikely people will get the virus from migrating birds.
I doubt very much whether we're going to see even a handful of cases in the United States should avian influenza arrive, and it probably will, with the migratory birds coming down from Alaska perhaps next fall.
Monto says most of the human transmissions overseas have been from poultry being raised in the backyard and not from wild birds. That means visiting the ducks and geese in the park and feeding songbirds in the backyard are not high-risk activities. Monto says people should take basic precautions, such as washing hands, to avoid contracting any sort of flu virus. Many experts say on the list of things to worry about, catching a deadly form of avian influenza is nowhere near the top of the list of dangers. For the GLRC, I'm Christina Shockley.